This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. Tomorrow's news tonight, as well as from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, all across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, as well as all those people out there helping in the coronavirus effort to keep America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, and all those roughnecks out there working the oil fields. Had a good day in the oil market yesterday. We'll tell you about that in a little bit. And we appreciate all that you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like us over there, follow the page, and then you too can jump in the chat room like a whole bunch of people are and converse with us over there on the radio on the Facebook page. All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we had Steve Scalise come out yesterday, and he is saying, and I think we all can agree with this, he's saying that people need to go to jail over the Flynn actions. And we found out, because the last night, again, Sidney Powell was back on television along with Judge Jeanine, and they were talking about all of this and the 17,000 pages of documents that were dumped, and, again, what's been done to the general. I mean, this is just, it's mind-boggling to think that this could have been done in this manner, in plain sight, with an administration coming in and one going out.
Well, certainly, and that's why I think Steve Scalise is using such harsh language, one might say, but this is what the situation demands. People do need to be held accountable, and the only way to send the message to anybody else who would ever try to attempt the same kind of thing, you know, because Steve Scalise is talking about these kinds of things, like trying to get in there and get people to either lie or to get fired because they might have, you know, violated the Logan Act or try to precipitate something like this. This is not the way the FBI works, is supposed to work, and I think people who have served in the FBI are absolutely aghast at the kinds of things that went down in this whole deal.
Well, here are the facts, and this isn't just conjecture, ladies and gentlemen. These are the facts. The FBI documents reveal an effort to get Flynn to lie or be fired. The texts from the FBI documents show that Peter Strzok and Lisa Page altered the Flynn interview notes. That right there would have landed you or me in jail, Kyle.
That's right.
And Joe DeGeneva, who has got an opinion on this, but it's just an opinion, says that he believes General Flynn was framed. Okay, I'm with that. Steve Scalise also went on to say, with his other part of what his statement was, that the FBI dirty cops, Strzok and Page, set a trap for Flynn. Again, why aren't they in jail?
And then Alan Dershowitz said the FBI abused its power on Flynn. Okay, I got that one too. Then we heard that the House GOP leaders now are calling for the FBI and the FBI director, Mr. Wray, Christopher Wray, to get in and investigate and take control of the Flynn case and find out what it is that went wrong so it doesn't go wrong again. And I'm not sure if Wray is stonewalling him or not, but if he is, then guess what we need to do? We need to remove Mr. Wray as the FBI director.
Well, yes, and of course what all Americans should be concerned about in this, Captain, as we've said before, is if they can do it to Michael Flynn, they can do it to anybody. And in the greater sense as well, this was an election that the United States had. President Trump won the election, but yet there were those who took it upon themselves to and felt completely justified, evidently, in wanting to undo the will of the American people. That's very scary.
Now, before Christopher Wray was the director and after James Comey left, who was the interim FBI director? Do you remember?
Was it McCabe, right?
Yes, Andrew McCabe. And Andrew McCabe is another one that's involved in this. To what extent, we don't know. But he was just barely outside the action that was going on. However, he may have had some indirect role in it because he was trying to, either he or they were trying to keep him above the fray. But definitely Strzok and Page were involved in this, and they need to be in jail. They both need to be in jail, both of them.
Well, certainly, from what we know right now, it certainly begs that question. And hopefully there's things that are going on with the investigations that will...
Well, I believe there is now.
Yeah.
Because I believe Attorney General Barr, and I believe that U.S. Attorney from Connecticut, Durham, are on a full, wide-open, hammer-down investigation to go after these people now that we know all the different things that we know. There's no way that they couldn't be, but my question is, what is Christopher Wray doing?
Right. Good question.
That's yeah.
Right.
And he needs to be involved. He needs to be an active part of this, or else he becomes part of the problem, not the solution, and he needs to go. So he's got a choice.
That's true. Yes.
So what would you do, Mr. President?
Well, I think President Trump is certainly going to be looking at this very closely, and he is going to want to make sure that the truth is going to come out. And it may be a hard truth for the American people, but the one thing the American people want is the truth.
Okay. All right. Well, we're coming back with more folks on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this short break. And then when we do come back, we're going to talk about sports, because the sports fans, they want sports, and they don't care if they get to go to see them or not. They just want them on television.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who's hanging on my telephone. That's Kyle Warren, of course. And folks, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Now, I had another really good conversation yesterday with somebody that told me that they had bought Relief Factor and it was working for them. They've only been on it about 10 days now, but that it was working for them, and they thanked me very much for telling them about it. And the reason I tell you about Relief Factor is because I've been taking it for 4 years, and it works for me. Now, my problems are probably a little bit more intense than some others. I've got arthritis because of the different fractures that I've had in the line of duty. Plus, I've broken my back twice. My spine's been fused. I had an ankle replacement because I almost lost my left foot at the ankle at the World Trade Center. And I just have constant pains and this, that, and the other. And I could really not find anything other than medication, narcotics, to get rid of it. Well, one day I decided I'd had enough of them because I was getting side effects. It was making me dizzy. It was making me tired. And when I wasn't supposed to be tired, I said, I've had it. I've had it. So I got rid of it. And I said, well, I guess my alternative is to take a bunch of Aleve. Well, I did. I started taking a lot of Aleve, 8, 9, 10 capsules a day. And then, of course, it develops internal bleeding. I started to notice that. Went to the doctor, and they said, well, you got to do something different. I said, okay. I don't want to take medication. What do I do? They said, well, you can take a leave. You just got to cut the dose back. And that didn't work. So then I heard the ad for Relief Factor. And I said, well, what the hell? $20, $19.95, I'll try it. Because at that point, I was pretty much desperate as to what I was going to do. I took it 4 years ago. It's been working ever since. And I swear by it every day. Just before I started the show tonight, about midnight my time, I took a packet. And it works. So here's what you do. You go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. You click on the little link that's there, watch a little video, and Then you order the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start for $19.95, and you'll find out what over 80% of the people have found out to take it. It works, and they stay on it. That's ReliefFactor.com/Captain, ReliefFactor.com/Captain. All right, Kyle, time to go to work again. You ready?
I'm absolutely ready, yeah.
ESPN did a poll of their viewers. They don't care if they get to go to see the games. They just want the games to start, even if it means no spectators in the stands. And that was a huge poll. 87% said, put the sports on television.
Well, that's exactly right. I think a lot of sports fans who are just, ready to see, a lot of their favorite players, their favorite teams, of course, and get back in the spirit and get back to the thing that they really love, and that is to watch the sports. And so, I'm waiting for our Angels to get back in the game here and watch the baseball.
What, you're not going to watch NASCAR on the 17th?
Well, sure, of course I will. but the idea is that it also helps to provide a sense not only of normalcy, quote unquote, but also the sense that, hey, we're coming out of this thing and things are going to be okay. So for a time there may be, games without the fans, but that will eventually change. And so I heard the other day about the MLB. They may have as many as 80 games on the schedule, with most of the games. This is, I think, what the ball clubs want to do. They want to play most of their games in their own stadiums, but they may also be playing in places like Arizona at the smaller stadiums, the minor league stadiums.
Well, that's what they're talking about here in the East Coast, because it would keep both the Mets and the Yankees down here in Florida, and it would keep some of the teams that wouldn't have to travel all around the country down here in Florida come way back on their travel expenses, and they just play their home games down here in Florida at their minor league stadiums, which means instead of flying on a plane cross country, you might drive 100 miles.
Right, exactly. But again, and especially for baseball, if they started up games tomorrow, I don't know if the players would feel like they were ready, because it takes time to, that's why they have spring training, all that got cut short, and especially for pitchers, they got to be out there throwing every day. I'm sure many of them, not all of them are, this kind of thing, but it takes time to get ready to have a professional baseball game.
Well,
so the sooner they can make this happen, the better.
They're just not throwing in an organized practice setting. They're throwing in their backyards and whatnot,
and maybe
around the corner in a parking lot someplace where somebody can't see them. But they're out. I've seen the ball players. We got some that don't live very far away from where I'm at, and they run up and down the streets along the edge of the bay, and then they get out there and they're throwing the ball in the parking lots.
Right.
I've seen them in the parking lots, yep.
And then the NFL, I think they're sketching, or they're supposed to be giving out their schedule. It should be pretty much the same as one might expect, as far as I understand, because it's projected out into months from now. But you never know. But I do think fans would like to see the games.
Yeah.
Especially for the players, too. I mean, this is what they do, and we want to re-enjoy watching them do it.
Yeah. Now, there's trouble in La La Land, and by that I mean the NBC News chairman, Andy Lack, is stepping down due to a new reorganization effort at NBC.
Well, that's right. He'll be transitioning out by about the end of the month. We understand Andy Lack is 72 years old. This is a very interesting turnaround. And I think even so, throughout the entire entertainment broadcasting industry, you might see other kinds of shakeups, perhaps. But this is a very interesting one, yeah.
Now, I remember yesterday we had the story about padding the COVID numbers.
That's right, yeah.
All right, well, I got a very, very strong response from that as well, you might expect. I also had a number of people that wanted me to talk about it on different affiliates that we had across the country, which I did yesterday. I had 9 interviews, and that kept me busy. But I'll tell you this much, it definitely is something that is going on. And, folks, these numbers, you just can't sit there and go, oh, my God, because what they're trying to do is keep you scared and keep you frightened, so that you won't go outside. You won't go out and go about doing what you need to do. You won't develop the herd immunity. You'll still be sitting there in your house, and guess what? You can still get just as sick or sicker than anybody that's got the herd immunity on them.
Well, that's right, because your immune system actually goes down the more that you stay away from
out of sunlight,
from regular light, you know, just through your daily life. But, you know, you mentioned something, Captain, about the padding, and that is getting the money for every
foothold,
you know. So every time they put COVID-19 on a death certificate, whether it's COVID-19 or not, they get money.
Yep.
But here's the thing. Do you remember when President Trump was talking about the hydroxychloroquine and the questions were come up, you know, Mr. President, do you own stock in hydroxychloroquine?
Yeah.
Are you just trying to make money? And look, but here's a story ready-made for the media, and they need to go out and look at this, but don't hold your breath.
Well, this other product that they've discovered, the money trail that's in there is pretty intense, even though they can't find out exactly who the donors are. They know who some of the big groups are, that the investment groups, you know, from the pensions and all that sort of stuff that are in there, and that's kind of suspect. But the rumor that's out there, well, it's owned by George Soros, it's owned by Bill Gates. No, nobody can prove that. Nobody can prove that. That's just a bunch of nonsense, hot air.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen any proof for those kinds of things, and there's a lot that sort of floats around in times like this, but we're here to figure out what's going on and say what we know. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's people that take these stories off Facebook or off Twitter, and they just turn around and they share them. They go, oh, look at this. They're not true. People are not doing their due diligence. They're not checking out the stories, and they just go ahead and they share something that is not true at all. And this is part of the problem. This is how come people get reputation, and groups get reputation for not being credible. And if you really want to be credible in this business, you better trust but verify.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, because there are so many things that are going around that if we talked about them and gave them any credence, it would be really, really bad. But that's one of the things. You've got to investigate stuff.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, a lot of people are saying, well, it's time to quit spending money with China, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. That's fine. I also had somebody yesterday say, well, we need to start making our pharmaceuticals over here tomorrow. How realistic do you think that is?
Well, it's not completely realistic.
It's not realistic at all. It ain't going to happen tomorrow.
It's not going to happen tomorrow. That's right. This is and honestly, this is something President Trump has talked about in principle ever since he began running for president, and that is we got to bring our manufacturing back. We have to be more self-sufficient, all these kinds of things. And this is one of the biggest examples of that very same principle.
And take a look at what patents mean. And when somebody gets a patent and they happen to get a patent on something and their corporate headquarters is in, Beijing, China. Take a look at all that and see what you got to go through. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with more. And when we come back, there's a new poll up in Texas. What should we tell you about this one between the president and Joe Biden? And a new committee has formed, and we'll tell you who it's formed for, a PAC. Wait till you hear this one.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hospitals are getting paid more to list patients as COVID-19 and three times as much if the patient has to go on a ventilator. Senator Dr. Scott Jensen from Minnesota said the CDC is encouraging American doctors to overcount coronavirus deaths across the United States. Dr. Jensen also disclosed that hospitals are paid more if they list patients with a COVID-19 diagnosis.
hospital administrators might well want to see COVID-19 attached to a discharge summary or a death certificate. Why? Because if it's a straightforward garden variety pneumonia that a person is admitted to the hospital with, if they're on Medicare, typically the diagnosis-related group lump sum payment will be about $5,000. But if it's COVID-19 pneumonia, then it's $13,000. And if that COVID-19 pneumonia patient ends up on a ventilator, it goes to $39,000.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
To the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And I saw Mike Gallagher in the hallway yesterday afternoon when I was coming in, and I will tell you that he is no longer going to be broadcasting from his bunker. He's going to be broadcasting from his studio right around the corner from me, and he was bringing his portable equipment back so he could do that. And I said howdy to him, and I said all the people at night like to say, or all the people on the Third Watch like to say hi to you too, Mike. He says, good, tell them I all said hello, so there you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance, GEICO.com. That's GEICO, GEICO.com. Remember one little thing, cars, trucks, your home, your apartment, they can insure it all. They can insure your RTVs, your motorcycles, your ATVs, your boats, your RVs, your Ski-Doos, your Sea-Doos, whatever you got in the terms of an automobile or something that goes fast, all right? So how about that? So check them out. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. After all you got to do is save a bunch of insurance money, right? Because you might be able to save some. And by the way, they have rolled back their rates 15%. On top of whatever the low rates were to begin with. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, a new poll came out of Texas. Now, this is not a Gallup poll, but it's another one of these push polls that's done by a group of liberals. And it's Emerson College, I might add. And the which is out of Iowa, I think. Now, they've got Donald Trump and Joe Biden in a dead heat in Texas.
That's true. That's very true. And, you know, we've seen some political change in Texas over the years. But, you know, it's interesting. I think under normal circumstances, I don't know if we'd be paying too much attention to the poll, and even under these circumstances, in the sense of, is it really indicative of how Texas is really going to go in November? But even under these circumstances, I think without real active campaigns going on, it's just hard to tell. It's not something I'd base on.
I base my next statement on the polls that have Beto O'Rourke ahead of Ted Cruz by upwards to 10 points 2 days before the election. Right. They just didn't have that much of a swing. They were wrong to begin with. They were padded. This one's padded. And it's not right, in my opinion. Now let's move on. A special committee, a PAC, was formed to draft Michelle Obama as Joe Biden's vice president. This is an official group that's now operating. Now, is Michelle Obama actually going to run, Kyle?
Well, there is a PAC. I don't know that Michelle Obama will actually run or would actually run per se, but never say never. But given the circumstances we have right now, I mean, the Democrat elite, they could try to brush off Joe Biden here, you know. In fact, I think they go back and forth with it day by day. I think certain days they go, well, maybe it's okay. And then other days they go, well, maybe we should make a change, you know, this kind of thing, especially with what's going on. But Michelle Obama has enormous name recognition. She's very popular. But at the same time, though, running for president is very different than being very popular.
Well, she made a comment, and this may be what she's basing, whatever she's basing it on. This is the quote that she said. Black Americans not voting in 2016 was a real slap in the face to me.
That's right. She did say that. And she also said, so the day I left the White House, and this is from an upcoming Netflix, I think, documentary. So the day I left the White House, and I write about how painful it was to sit on the inauguration stage, and these are her words, not mine. She says, a lot of our folks didn't vote.
Yep.
And I took a real issue with that because I thought we're all Americans. I don't know that there's our folks, their folks, anybody else's folks. But if any other politician in the world had said something like that, they would be vilified, and rightly so.
Well, you got to remember, she wasn't proud of America until her husband ran for president.
That's right, and that quote would come back to haunt her big time, I think. But here's the thing, Captain. I do think that the powers that be, the Democrat elite, and the reason why Michelle Obama is saying stuff like this, I think that they actually know that the African American people see that President Trump is for opportunity for all people, not just certain groups or certain skin colors and all that stuff. But, and so I think this is really more of a blatant attempt to really salvage what the Dems know is really going to be another embarrassment in 2020, because so many African Americans, I think, are going to be happy about the ideas that President Trump brings to the table.
Now, I'm going to make a statement, and then I want you to make the reply to me. Mm-hmm. Here comes the statement. The United States has the highest coronavirus death rate in the world.
I don't know that that's necessarily true.
You don't know that? It is not true. It's not even close.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even close. We're not even close to the top. But yet there are some people that are saying we are.
Right. America is a bigger country. We have more people by most tallies.
All right.
But the death rate may be different.
Okay, let's drift down over to the phone lines. We've got the Professor Emeritus up there in Indiana, Mr. Dan DeMann. Hello there, Dan DeMann.
Hey, I'm just going to make a comment on Michelle Obama. I think the PAC is just a big fundraising gimmick.
Okay.
I don't think she's going to run, but it's a nice way to raise money.
She's raising money. You are right. Yep. Uh-huh.
And you're going to go ahead and set part of the agenda just on that.
Yep.
But as far as what she said about was a slap in the face, you know, you were going to get that kind of letdown after Barack Obama left office, at least the first election after that, and the Clintons, Hillary Clinton never went over well with anybody.
No.
And you could see that, but I don't see her getting on the ticket. She's her own woman. Now, I could see her as a presidential candidate,
mm-hmm.
but not a VP candidate. She's not one to be second tier to anybody now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think. I just think it's another fundraising gimmick. somebody doesn't have enough to do or doesn't have a job in politics, they started this PAC and they're going at it.
All right. Well, thank you a lot for the comment. We appreciate that, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay.
All right. Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. And, Kyle, I don't have any problem with that because I don't think that she wants to run. I think she will be, I guarantee you, she's all about money.
Well, that's true. And I will say this, and I appreciate what Dan was saying very much. I think that what Michelle Obama represents, the idea of Michelle Obama in this sense, is the idea that the Democrats are looking to get elected so that they can put their machine to work. Voting for Donald Trump, in my opinion, is very different. You're voting for a person who's going to make decisions and be the president. But Biden or Michelle Obama or any of these sort of also-rans that we had in the primaries, they represent, for the most part, maybe to a lesser degree, Bernie Sanders, but for the most part, that election of a machine that will take over and just, you know, go with the political correctness, go with the government regulation, higher taxes. It's just already pre-scripted. But Donald Trump is not.
Well, yesterday we heard the report from South Korea, that shots were fired along the DMZ, and we looked all day long, and we were waiting to hear something from somebody about anything at all pertinent, and North Korea has absolutely said nothing, not a word, about why the gunshots were fired.
Yeah, this is really interesting. I mean, with all of the, I just think there's turmoil going on behind the scenes in terms of what's happening with Kim Jong-un. You know, he had the appearance the other day and so forth, but all is not well, you know, in the kingdom as it were. So I think that they've got some real problems with the coronavirus. They got real problems with how to deal with these kinds of things, and so I'm not surprised at any of it.
Well, wait till you hear this. There is a potential coronavirus vaccine now that has been given the go-ahead to go into the human testing phase right now.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. And again, the president the other night on the Fox News town hall meeting, said he expected it by the end of the year. They are super fast tracking this thing, which is good. I think all.
And it's only one of several, I might add.
Well, that's right. And part of the plan evidently it's kind of like the idea of you let 1,000 flowers bloom. Basically, they're looking at these different ones. They could even begin manufacturing them so that they can ramp up production more quickly when they see which one is actually starting to make any kind of progress. That's one plan in the whole thing. But the idea is speed, and I think they even call it Operation Warp Speed, from what I recall.
Yeah, and we'll see where they go. I mean, this might be a good thing because if they can get it done, anything to try to slow things down is going to be great, in my opinion. Now, here comes the music, and when we come back from the music, we are going to do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And, yeah, there's some bad weather out there again tonight. We'll tell you where it's at and what's going on. And we'll also tell you about the oil situation, because there was some interesting news yesterday about where they're going to be drilling and where they're not going to be drilling. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and now it's time for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center, closest to you of the Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And here we go. Smith's Walk This Way. I'll tell you what, I could listen to that for about the next 2 hours, and that'd keep everybody going. So let's bring Kyle into here. All right, are you awake yet, Kyle?
I'm here, yeah.
Did I wake you up?
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you. You know, when they get it going, they get it going. That's all there is to it. And the next one's even going to be a little bit wilder than that, the next hour. But this portion of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, folks, brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center. Make sure you pull in, check them out, or your Flying J truck stop, and you all know what the Flying J's are all about. Now, here we go. Above normal temperatures are still expected to impact much of the western United States this week. Now, we had some real scorching temperatures out along in the eastern southern desert of California, as well as Las Vegas, Nevada, up I-15, and out through Phoenix and over to Tucson, and up to about 1,500 feet north out of Phoenix. I mean, the temperatures were between 100 and 110 degrees yesterday.
That's exactly right, Captain, and we expect temperatures in California, Southern California area especially, to begin heading up on Tuesday or later today. Got some high pressure building over the region. Now, evidently, there's also going to be some gusty offshore winds.
I'm seeing it.
Yeah, which raise the specter of possible wildfires.
Yeah.
And so what I would be concerned about as well is that, of course, whenever we look like we might have wildfires in the state, they start turning off the power as a precaution. I don't think it's going to get to that intensity level, but under the stay-at-home lockdown orders, that could be a whole nother level of bad for Californians. So we'll hope the winds don't get too intense.
Now, tonight in Idaho, you've got along I-15 going up through Idaho Falls towards Montana. You've got some frost and freeze warnings in there, so it's a bit cool there right now. And then to the west on I-84, going over towards Boise, you've got the same sort of scenario, frost and freeze warnings there. Over in Wyoming tonight, we've got some windy conditions in central Wyoming. And the northeastern corner of Colorado going up towards Nebraska on I-76, you've got some frost warnings over there. Some windy conditions in the mountains west of 25 as you come north out of New Mexico. Now, in New Mexico itself, from about Alamogordo through El Paso, Texas, over east towards Fort Stockton and Pecos again, Texas, that's getting to be a pretty popular name this week. You've got some windy conditions, some unsettled conditions, some thunderstorms came roaring out of there yesterday that went out into Texas. We do have the possibility, and I will mention this, a number of excessive heat watches and heat advisories already in effect across Arizona, California, Nevada. And we do have some cooler temperatures that are bringing in some severe weather where, Kyle, we've actually had tornadoes, and I think you've got a report on that.
That's right. I believe we had some tornado warnings, I believe, in Alabama, for one, where they expect to see some of these different tornadoes, I believe. In the Santa Rosa, Oskaloosa, and Walton counties, in southern Alabama, they've been below normal up to this point, but we expect that we're going to see some of those warnings continue.
Well, right now, up by 85 from Anderson to Spartanburg, you've got a severe thunderstorm warning in there. There is also a tornado watch in the area as you go up further into the mountains, and we'll just have to keep our eyes on that particular part of the country right now, because that is where the big warning is at the moment, along I-85 from Spartanburg to Anderson. Now, the other thing is we do have some scattered rain in Missouri along towards Fort Leonard Wood, and we've got some scattered storms in Arkansas, and I think we had watches there earlier, didn't we, Kyle?
I believe so. And also in Tennessee, they've had some real bad thunderstorms, which gave way to 70-plus mile-per-hour winds earlier this week. On Sunday, as a matter of fact, as they experienced some pretty bad weather, a lot of power out to customers all throughout the area.
Now, in Pennsylvania and the eastern part of Ohio, you've got a freeze warning from Pittsburgh all the way up to Erie, and then along the lake tonight from Erie over into New York State, and then over to Buffalo, and then the New York Thruway north to Lake Ontario, all the way over to I-81, and up I-81 all the way to Pulaski and Oswego, and then way up in the eastern part of New York up towards the top of Lake George up to Quebec. You've got a freeze warning up there, and some wind along the coast. But nothing all that great, and that's about all I see, unless you see something else.
No, that sounds good, Captain.
All right, and folks, again, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. Ask a trucker if you don't know about it. Ask a trucker about what it's like to be able to be out on the road and just have that little place where you can go and you can grab yourself a shower, you can do your laundry, you can sit there and do your logbooks and do all the stuff you need to do. Take your break, your 10-hour break, and have everything all set up for you because you got a place that's your home away from home. Because that's exactly what the pilots and the Flying J's are, and they do their very level best to take care of the very best of you out there on the highways getting the job done right now, especially with all of this coronavirus stuff that's going on out there. And kudos to everybody for that. Now, Kyle, the other thing that I want to mention is the price of fuel. I don't know if you've noticed this, but very, very slowly and very methodically, gasoline and diesel has been going up again. Now, the prices aren't up high enough per gallon to really do much of anything at the pump. But West Texas crude now, $20.39 a barrel starting out the day. That's been up every day since last week. And Brent crude is up to $27.20. Again, that's been up every day since last week, about Thursday. And the one-year forecast for oil futures is now at $23 a barrel, $23. Gasoline is at 82 cents a gallon. That's the wholesale price without leaving the refinery. And number two, diesel's at 80 cents a gallon. Now, again, that's not enough to really jack the prices up, but it is on an upward trend right now.
Well, that's true, and so we are seeing those, and I think even some of the futures are moving up even a little bit more than what they were doing earlier today. But also, yeah, we've seen now that Saudi Arabia and Russia and others are beginning to cut their output significantly enough where this begins to really help the overall price.
Well, Saudi Arabia was told if you don't cut back on your production by the United States, we are not going to give you more military aid.
That's right, and that's pretty significant. You know, the carrot and the stick, that's a pretty significant stick right there, I think.
Yeah, because Saudi Arabia wants to be the big guy in the block in the Middle East, and they want to be the ones to take on Iran and finally put Iran in their place, which could be happening sooner rather than later. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, that's right. And then also coupled with that is that you have the anticipation that there's going to be a little bit more demand, not only in the U.S., but also perhaps in some of the other countries, for example, in Europe, that are coming out more or less of the initial coronavirus lockdowns.
All righty. Well, here comes the music. We'll have to hang it up here. We're going to go to the top of the hour break. When we come back, we're going to talk about California. California became the first state to do something significant yesterday. And California also took some steps towards reopening. We'll tell you what that reopening means. And by the way, did they open the beach finally? Did they open the beach? We'll tell you about that. Can you go out and do more than just kick a ball around the yard? Well, we'll tell you more about that, too. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.